Exercise 4. Skills 2. Page LP2. Speaker A.
I only started taking part in diving competitions quite recently. Last year, I actually won a gold medal in a big event. It was such an amazing feeling, but I have to say it wasn't easy. I started training for the event months ago. I went to the pool every day for 2 hours before college, and then again after lessons. It was really hard work, but it was worth it.
Speaker B.
I'm quite a sporty person, but I've never felt attracted by all these crazy adrenaline sports, like hang gliding and rock climbing. I just don't see the point of putting yourself in so much danger. I once went white water rafting, and I just felt really stressed out as we raced down the river bumping into all the rocks. It was awful.
Speaker C.
It seems like all my friends have signed up to this new exercise class recently. All the local gyms are offering it. It's sort of a cross between aerobics and dance. My friends have told me that it includes other elements such as hip-hop, salsa, belly dancing, and even martial arts. I can understand why so many people like it. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Speaker D.
I've wanted to open my own outdoor activity centre for ages. But now a friend and I are finally going to make it happen. We're going to have a climbing wall, an outdoor swimming pool, and many other exciting activities. I can't wait for our opening day. Hopefully, it'll be sometime next year.
Speaker E.
Don't get me wrong, I do try to stay fit. I walk everywhere and go to the gym a few times a week. When it comes to team sports, though, I've always been more of a spectator than a participant. My favourite sport of all is ice hockey. I have a season ticket to see all my team's matches. It's such a fast, exciting game with loads of action, and there's always a great atmosphere among the supporters.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now you will listen to speakers A to E again. Speaker A.
I only started taking part in diving competitions quite recently. Last year, I actually won a gold medal in a big event. It was such an amazing feeling, but I have to say it wasn't easy. I started training for the event months ago. I went to the pool every day for 2 hours before college, and then again after lessons. It was really hard work, but it was worth it.
Speaker B.
I'm quite a sporty person, but I've never felt attracted by all these crazy adrenaline sports, like hang gliding and rock climbing. I just don't see the point of putting yourself in so much danger. I once went white water rafting, and I just felt really stressed out as we raced down the river bumping into all the rocks. It was awful.
Speaker C.
It seems like all my friends have signed up to this new exercise class recently. All the local gyms are offering it. It's sort of a cross between aerobics and dance. My friends have told me that it includes other elements such as hip-hop, salsa, belly dancing, and even martial arts. I can understand why so many people like it. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Speaker D.
I've wanted to open my own outdoor activity centre for ages. But now a friend and I are finally going to make it happen. We're going to have a climbing wall, an outdoor swimming pool, and many other exciting activities. I can't wait for our opening day. Hopefully, it'll be sometime next year.
Speaker E.
Don't get me wrong, I do try to stay fit. I walk everywhere and go to the gym a few times a week. When it comes to team sports, though, I've always been more of a spectator than a participant. My favourite sport of all is ice hockey. I have a season ticket to see all my team's matches. It's such a fast, exciting game with loads of action, and there's always a great atmosphere among the supporters.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.